As shocking as the Abu Ghraib photos are for many, the fact that women are seen participating in the abuse is particularly unsettling. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report.
They were the snapshots seen round the world, photos of Iraqi prisoners made to face cameras naked and in humiliatingly compromising positions. Standing next to or beside their miserable trophies were Americans in fatigues. Some of the happy captors were women. Charles Moskos, a military sociologist at Northwestern University, says the photos of American women abusing Iraqi captives went against everything he'd observed studying the American military's experience in Somalia.
My research in Somalia resulted in a finding that having women soldiers reduced the bad treatment that American soldiers would give locals. That, in fact, by having women military police personnel, this was much better for the locals and for our general standing in the community.
Moskos says the fact that women were seen participating in the humiliation breaks new ground.
It seems to be a first case. God forbid that this is considered a move toward female-male equality, that they're going to be as bad as their male counterparts.
Gene Zimmerman, whose book Tailspin examined the Navy sexual abuse scandal known as Tailhook, says that women joining men in abuses at Abu Ghraib isn't so surprising. Despite the nature of the Tailhook scandal, the women she interviewed for her book identified, as did their male peers, by their military mission.
The women in the Navy, whether or not they were bosuns or jet pilots or even the admirals that I spoke with, they didn't fit a profile that was so much about gender as it was about doing the job that they were trying to do as well as they could, and really more than anything about serving their country.
Lori Manning, a retired U.S. Navy captain, is the director for the Women in the Military Project at the Women's Research and Education Institute in Washington, D.C. Captain Manning discounts gender as a determining factor at Abu Ghraib. She cites poor training, lack of accountability, and human nature as components of the scandal.
It's a human trait sometimes when you have power over people to abuse that power. I'm not condoning it, but some people can't help but abuse power when they've got it.
One of the most visible power players in the Abu Ghraib scandal was the prison's commanding officer, reservist Brigadier General Janice Karpinski. General Karpinski has been publicly rebuked by the Pentagon and removed from her command. Although the other officers involved have received letters of reprimand, they so far retain their commands. In an earlier interview, the general seems to imply that she was judged by a different standard than her male colleagues.
If they, as these reports widely reported, have said that I should have been, and I'm being held responsible for the operations in those cells, then the chain of command that supervised the MI brigade commander needs to be held accountable as well. And none of those names have been mentioned anywhere in this process.
Fair or not, Lori Manning says closer scrutiny of women in combat arenas should be expected, at least for a while, since their presence there is only about a decade old, and their numbers are still comparatively small.
Anytime any group, women or a racial minority or whoever, is highly visible because there are so few, certainly their behavior is noted and they're held to a higher standard.
And, says Manning, Karpinski's superiors have to accept some responsibility for her failure. Male and female reservists, Manning says, need the proper preparation for a job like Abu Ghraib.
You know, I could be in a billet that says I'm a heart surgeon, but if nobody's ever showed me how to do heart surgery, God help us all if I'm sent out to do it. I think there was some carelessness in popping reserves into jobs that they really weren't qualified to do.
Author Janet Zimmerman says even with the proper training, not everyone in the military is going to succeed at the same rate. However, the gender integration of the military now gives women the same opportunities as their male peers.
Now, if you're a woman serving in the military, I mean, having equal opportunity to serve also gives you equal opportunity to mess up.
For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.